Last week, Rhode Island's congressional delegation announced that a passel of Ocean State art organizations will get more than $1 million in federal money to support such iconic local institutions as the Rhode Island School of Design Museum, Providence Waterfire, and Community Music Works. It was a blush of happy news. All of our Washington representatives took credit in a joint news release. Randy Rosenbaum, executive director of the State Arts Council, also applauded. We've seen clear evidence that the arts contribute dramatically to the Rhode Island economy and to the education of our children, he gushed. Contrast all that with recent news about local government grants for supposed good causes. At the State House, House Finance Chairman Ray Gallison hastily walked away from his influential post after disclosures that he was being paid by a grant for a college readiness program that has piqued the interest of law enforcement. Then, Kevin Jackson, majority leader of the Providence City Council, was arrested for allegedly stealing more than $120,000 from a youth track and field organization. There are a few worse headlines a politician can get than Jackson's front page in the Providence Journal, entitled Stealing from Kids. Gallison hasn't been charged with any crime, and Jackson is entitled to his presumption of innocence. Yet something is grievously wrong when taxpayers' money is treated so callously. Violating the voters' trust is a horrible thing that has occurred far too often in Rhode Island politics. In the aftermath of the Gallison resignation, Governor Gina Raimondo told Rhode Island Public Radio that she favors tightening control over the $11 million in community service grants doled out by state agencies. She asked Administration Director Mike DeBase, a competent, trusted state official, to examine the programs. Raimondo also urged the General Assembly to make the more than $2 million in State House grants more transparent, competitive, and accountable. The House Finance Committee, under a new chairman, has already announced a series of hearings beginning Tuesday to review these grants. When it comes to federal money, there's that mordant chestnut. I'm from the federal government, and I'm here to help you. On this one, that sentiment might actually be true. Take that federal arts money steered to Rhode Island last week. It comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, an agency fathered many years ago by then Rhode Island Senator Claiborne Pell. These grants usually receive three levels of review, including by independent panels of artists and art experts. They're subject to financial controls and audits. The system isn't foolproof. No system run by human beings is. Several years ago, some federal money did get mixed up in the International Institute for Sport. Criminal charges are pending against that group's director, former Trinity College basketball coach Dan Doyle. But this federal system is far superior to the ad hoc know-a-guy model used too often on Smith Hill. Some opponents of the State House system want to abolish it. Yet there's no reason our lawmakers can't set up an honest and accountable process that continues to support the many fine institutions that educate kids, provide for the vulnerable, and support communities. State lawmakers often privately resent their federal colleagues for getting credit and re-election insurance for bringing federal money to Rhode Island, while the Smith Hill gang gets pilloried when their grants to pet projects are exposed as pure patronage. Now the ball's in their court. Fix this mess or flirt with voter anger that's likely to result in both the elimination of this gravy train and harm to many organizations that help make Rhode Island a better place.